Groundwater contamination at Eielson Air Force Base has spread off the facility. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, a chemical thought to originate from firefighting foam is being detected in groundwater wells in a nearby subdivision.
Perfluorinated or PFAS compounds have been detected in private wells in the Moose Creek neighborhood along the Richardson Highway near Eielson. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Contaminated Sites Program Specialist Eric Breitenberger says the DEC has received test results back on 57 Moose Creek area wells.
46 out of the 57 wells have tested at or above the public health advisory level for PFAS.
Breitenberger says results from additional wells tested have not come back yet. He estimates there could be as many as 150 drinking water wells in the Moose Creek area. Last month, the Air Force announced groundwater testing showed some base wells to be contaminated in excess of the health advisory level, raising concern about off-site migration. Eielson spokesman Lieutenant Elias Zani says that prompted the Air Force to offer Moose Creek residents well testing.
If they come back above the provisional health advisory level, we are providing bottled drinking water.
Lieutenant Zani says the Air Force is coordinating the response with state and federal agencies. Alaska Department of Health Officer Sandrine DeGlan says the human health risk is unclear as perfluorinated compounds are an emerging contaminant.
A few studies have been done, and they have been done on fairly large populations. And despite this, there is no convincing evidence that the chemical will cause any particular effect. That doesn't mean that it is safe. It means that further research needs to be done.
DeGlan says the existing studies are not directly comparable to the situation in Moose Creek, as they're based on health effects on large populations with low-level exposure to perfluorinated compounds through means other than drinking water.
PFOS is present around us in furniture, in carpet, or different products that we use pretty much on a daily basis. So the exposure doses are very small, and that's why it's also difficult to conduct the studies.
DeGlan says higher-level exposure studies using animals have shown liver and hormonal effects. How broad the PFAS exposure is in the Eielson area hinges on groundwater spread. The DEC's Breitenberger says the drainage is generally northwest, away from populated areas.
We don't know exactly how far down gradient the contamination could extend, but the good news is there are very few houses for quite a distance.
DEC representatives are joining Air Force officials at a public meeting at the Moose Creek Fire Department tonight to talk about the groundwater contamination. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.